You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 887, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog for complete details on the playlist and links is martiangardens.blog. And today for hour 3, we start with Robert Scott Thompson and a piece called Sattva, from the Sanskrit indicating pure. Sattva, from the new release of Natural Magic and Breathing of Trees, from Au Courant Records, electroacoustic music by Robert Scott Thompson. And following Robert Scott Thompson, we'll hear from Dan Sen, instrument builder, designer, and experimental music composer. We'll hear his piece called Hands Off Coursing from the Catacombs of Yucatan CD on Paraplum Records and released in 1999. The instruments here are identified as the Two Flutter and the Schmooze Harp. And you can see more about Dan Sen, of course, on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog, episode 887. Here is Robert Scott Thompson. This is called Sattva.
Thank you.
dance in, hands off coursing. That comes from the Catacombs of Yucatan. The only commercial release by Dan Sen that I know of, from 1999, Periplum Records. That was music created by Dan Sen using two instruments he designed himself, the Two Flutter and the Schmooze Harp. And you can read more about that via a link to Dan Sen's website on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog, hour 3 of episode 887. And before Dan Sen, we heard from Robert Scott Thompson a piece called Sattva, and that comes from Of Natural Magic and Breathing of Trees, from Robert Scott Thompson's own label, Au Courant Records, released in 2017. Thompson created all the electroacoustic music at his home studios in Roswell, Georgia, that is. And next we'll hear some ecosonic music from the wonderful ecosonic system designer Leif Brush. Ecosonic is my term, or a term that I use, not a term that Leif Brush used himself, but this piece is called Wind Ribbon Birds Ambience, and I've got an MP3 of it. This features environmental sounds reacting with a 200-foot, half-inch-wide brass wire strung between two birch trees, and I believe that Leif Brush recorded this around 1975. The late Leif Brush spent the majority of his career at the University of Minnesota Duluth. And we'll hear next after that, this is the long piece, 15 minutes, but we'll hear a shorter piece after from the great composer Anaya Lockwood and her piece called Dusk. This comes from the CD Ground of Being on Recital Records, released in 2014. And the acousmatic sounds here are low frequencies from seafloor hydrothermal vents and inverted bat calls. That's what she wrote. And these were engineered by Anaya Lockwood, and this features Tam Tam, performed by the great percussionist William Winant. Again, that'll follow Leif Brush. This is Wind Ribbon Birds Ambience.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's New Zealand-born Anaya Lockwood and her piece called Dusk. And Anaya Lockwood is a professor emerita at Vassar College, and that piece was called Dusk from the CD Ground of Being on Recital Records, released in 2014. That was music created by with low frequencies from seaboard hydrothermal vents. That's a mouthful. And inverted bat calls, engineered by Anaya Lockwood, and featuring Tam Tam by William Winant. That was music recorded at Systems 2, Brooklyn, New York, composed in 2012. And before Anaya Lockwood, we heard from Leif Brush and his piece Wind Ribbons Ambience, Environmental Sound on Brass Wire from 1975, I think. We will continue now with our final pieces for the hour, starting with Philip Mantioni, and we'll hear tracks 1 and 2 from 14. That's the name of the CD, because it has 14 tracks on it, and Philip Mantioni reports to me that it's some of his favorite material that he's created. And this, at the time, he was calling his label Scattered Music, and it was released in 2003. I believe all these things are available on his website, which I've linked to at martiangardens.blog, episode 887, hour 3. This is music made with found sounds, samples, and processing. Philip Mantioni, tracks 1 and 2 from 14. Thank you.
This is 28 seconds on Takehisa Kosugi. My best friends, the people I most value, are those whom I don't understand, who always surprise me. And Takehisa Kosugi is one of these. Thank you.
Thank you.